tweet at us or just follow us or both. Twitter is at TNT Radio Empire. You're listening to the Todd and Tyler Radio Empire. Yeah.
Greedy Mac in the house. We got our buddy Nick Allen, Chief Fan Nick Allen, going to stop in. We're on Nick's bag this weekend.
No way.
We'll get into the social media aspect of our buddy Cleet Blakeman, who's actually refereeing that game because he was the Deflategate guy. And Chief fans hate him. Patriot fans hate him.
Right.
You're both idiots.
You're going to make bad calls against both teams.
Both teams. Yeah. Oh,
are the Chief fans bitching too?
Oh, earlier. I saw that day before.
I haven't seen that.
Let's get in that in the sports.
Okay, yeah. We'll save that.
And Houston Alexander, old friend of ours, MMA fighter. Funny dude, good dude, is going to stop in. He's got a charity thing happening. We're going to talk to him about some other stuff because he's always fun. And he does the best white guy voice.
He does.
Yeah.
I forgot about that.
He does do a great white guy
without
voice.
Actually being a white guy.
Hey, guys, how you doing? It's like you do the black guy voice.
Right,
you're
yeah.
Good at it. Good at it.
We got a nice give and take, me and you.
You do.
And to our pilot buddy, Michael. No, pretending you are a helicopter pilot to pick up chicks is not sexual trickery.
You can lie about your profession.
Yeah,
but they're
lying.
Saying yes to you in bed. That's them saying yes. The chicks had to be dumb since you were so young at the time. You probably weren't a helicopter pilot. In fact, you weren't.
I don't even recall that working.
I'm surprised.
Yeah. And in retrospect, I look back, and a lot of guys can't say they're radio guys, but somehow I didn't think that would really impress chicks.
It worked.
Well, no,
on the radio, helicopter pilot doesn't mean dick to a chick.
It was mostly because of the radio station that I was working at.
Oh, nobody cared about that one.
Yeah.
Okay, got it. Yeah, that's the key.
No young people listened to the radio station I was working
at.
That's
the key, you're right.
Nobody listened to freaking AM radio.
If it's a crap station, nobody cares.
It wasn't a crap station.
But the age group you were sleezed on weren't listeners.
It was
a
heritage station, but it was not cool among the people my age. So, hence the helicopter pilot.
Right.
Had to invent that character.
Some of the players that had the 97-year-old Carol Channing include, but are not limited to, welding on Uranus.
Your rectum.
Well, I'm sorry?
You need oxygen.
Yeah.
Is there enough atmosphere on Uranus for welding?
It would seem, since someone is doing it.
Yeah. Or do you have to bring your own? You can always pack your own.
Yeah.
Pack it in, pack it out of Uranus. That's what we always say.
I'm not sure that I can say that one, even though I think I can. I'm going to let it go. West Side Frosting Container gets a hit, as does the West Side Pastry Maker.
Someday we'll meet that kid. You graduate yet?
In the meantime, the kid
that made the semen pastries at his high school.
Yeah, when that comes up, whenever there's a guest in the studio, are we going to forever have to explain that?
I just said he made semen pastries in a home ec class in high school, and that's the name of the high school.
Boom.
And it was a national story.
Didn't they get expelled?
I don't remember. Don't remember. It's just something you don't do.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I don't recall the consequences.
Yeah. If it's not consensual, you don't do that.
Which island?
I have been to Hawaii.
Yeah.
Which island? Come on, I want to lay you.
That island.
I think I can say the one about 5 o'clock, Charlie, but I'm going to let that go because I'm not 100% sure.
Yeah.
Why is Puss Talking gets a hit? Wide Left 99 gets a hit.
Oh, Todd, that's going to hurt.
Wildcat 2112 gets a hit. As does... witty Oscar Levant. I think I'm probably missing something there.
Or mushing it.
Yeah. Would I? Would I?
Hair lip.
Gets a hit, as does Wookie Humper. Yearbook editor Roy Moore.
Oh.
And your grandma's fart box.
Oh man, that actually got worse.
I love the Craig goes, I think I can say it, but I won't. But he says that. Literally, your grandma. Excuse me, honey.
Man, I didn't think you could go downhill from Roy Moore editing the yearbook. Well, you did.
Grandma's.
I don't know that I necessarily did.
Oh.
Jesus, Grandma, light a match.
And I already forgot about this one I asked about yesterday, whether or not we could read that name. So we'll talk about that later.
I had one of those mornings this morning where I woke up and went, ooh, good thing I'm leaving before she wakes up.
Oh, you lit the room up? Yep.
The first thing I thought when I woke up was, yeah. God, it stinks in here. And I went, yeah, that's probably me.
And the dog goes, she can blame it on me, you dumbass. You know.
We've all had those mornings.
Oh, yeah.
Ooh, I need to leave.
Sometimes I have them where I'm in bed like an hour, maybe an hour and a half before she even comes to bed. So I'm trying to watch. I'm going to sleep earlier. She just stays up later than me, and I destroy the room before she even walks in to go to bed. And sometimes I walk, and I know. And sometimes I'm not even sleeping yet, but I act like I am. So I'm thinking,
to hear her go.
Yeah. Well, she won't. In her defense, she won't wake me up to yell at me, but I don't want to be awake. Then she would yell at me. So I fake it. Yeah. But it's brutal.
More testimony at the trial of accused Mexican drug lord Joaquin Guzman in New York. A former associate of El Chapo's told the court that Guzman once paid a $100 million bribe to former Mexican President Enrique Peña Nieto.
That would keep you from, if you got $100 million, you might let that guy build a tunnel, don't you think?
Well, he was president from 2012 to 2018, if you remember.
When he broke out a couple of times.
That is life-changing money there.
Yeah, a little bit.
And you could quit your career.
Yes, you could. And you could move out of Mexico, too.
Off a $100 million.
Right.
Yeah, but you lose so much to taxes.
Right, yeah. Yeah, exactly.
That's only like $60 million after
that's
taxes.
That's true. It's like right. Won the Guzman lottery.
Because an upstanding citizen reports his bribes.
Yeah. Sure, yeah.
To whatever the Mexican Internal Revenue Service is.
Down there, they just call it the Internal Revenue Service.
They do?
Maybe not.
Yeah, we don't know that.
Yeah.
They probably call it the Tax Ministry or something completely different.
Yeah.
I'll find out soon enough.
$100 million.
I have a son moving to Mexico in about 3 days.
Is he going
to
do it? He's moving there?
He's doing it.
All right.
All wow. in, huh?
He's in.
So you got a place to crash.
I suppose.
No
if I
kidding.
Plan on going to Puebla, Mexico anytime soon.
Good for him.
That's pretty fun. That's pretty inland.
How's he
going to
get back
it?
With a wall, man?
Oh,
you can fly back. That's right.
Right. He's going to.
Yeah, you can fly
he's
back.
He's going to fly right over. There's
that wall
any number of airlines that fly right over.
Yeah. A passport.
Yeah.
Pretty much all of them.
That and he is a United States citizen.
That'll help.
Yeah.
That'll help.
That's how he can get back here because he's a citizen of the United States of America.
Prove it.
Is he going to end up with dual citizenship eventually?
I was just going to say, is he planning on doubling that?
Can he marry her down Mexico?
Yeah. Can he marry her down there and bring her back then eventually?
That's kind of the idea. I would think.
I would think you're a better chance career wise to live up here. I'm just saying.
Yeah, I mean, I'm happy for him, but
it's
I'm also concerned about. It's not really dangerous if you're hanging around, other natives.
I understand that, but other people don't know him.
And where
he doesn't know everybody.
Isn't particularly unsafe. However, what he can't do is drive his vehicle
anywhere in the country.
Well, you get to northern Mexico if you're a white boy. Driving all alone is especially dangerous, from what I understand.
Yeah. Oh, yeah?
Yeah. You can't go through the town of Monterrey, Mexico, and expect your head to be still attached by the time you get out of Monterrey, Mexico.
See?
It's that bad.
Wow. Nice place to visit.
Yeah.
I wouldn't want to live there.
or drive around.
Yeah, I don't even want to visit that kind of spot.
No, no way.
Jesus.
My head would be cut off in a heartbeat.
Wow. That'd be a big machete for yours.
Yeah. No.
Now, they kind of watch the tourist towns, the beach towns, but, you know, inland where nobody really vacations, that's where the cartel works the hardest.
Man. I thought that was a good one, the big machete. You didn't even like it.
No, I did. Yeah, I did.
I thought it was good.
I'm worried about him, man. I'm worried about him.
For sure.
Yeah.
Well, he'll be flying a plane.
No, I'm talking about worried about him living in Mexico.
Oh,
I know he's not living in Cabo or Cancun. You told me where he's going to live, and that's not a safe area.
Is he bilingual?
You know?
He grasps some of it.
See.
He'll get better real quick.
Oh, yeah, he will get better.
Whatever.
You live right into it, you're going to be able to do it.
I mean, I'm happy for him, but, yep, I also have some concerns.
Yeah, you should,
for
and,
sure.
And, you know, just me personally, looking at I would miss it. First of all, by reading. You just can't grab the paper and read.
Because you got internet.
Yeah,
I'd worry about and getting your head cut off.
Yeah, I mean, there's that.
Reading and getting your head cut off. No, I'm worried.
Yeah.
You should marry her and come back.
I'm just disappointed for him that it's not anywhere near the coast.
Yeah, that's what I mean. Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
Like, he's pretty far inland there. It's going to be a drive to get anywhere cool.
Is he going to work?
Yeah.
What I mean, what sort of employment
what kind of
is
money
available?
Can you make down
here? Yeah.
Well, I'm not, that's personally, but what you going to
do? Well, sure.
I think he can work remotely.
Oh, okay, got it.
You know, just off a computer.
With the Mexican internet working?
See?
They're just called
the
internet.
They do have the internet down in Mexico.
El Google.
That's how he met her.
It is El Google, yeah.
Right. He met her on El Reddit.
Yeah. Ask Heaves.
His whole family welcoming a white boy into the fold, okay?
Yeah, he's met
or they have a racist uncle somewhere that hates white boys.
See. Well, I don't know if he's met
everybody does.
I don't know if he's met the racist uncle. But
you know he exists.
He's met mom and dad, brothers and sisters, and yeah.
God, I just pictured the racist uncle, like a big old mustache, sharpen his machete. Come on over here and meet me, boy.
And he sounds like Cheech.
He does.
He always sounds like
the
Cheech.
The uncle would sound like Cheech.
Yeah, he would, yeah.
He sounds like Cheech and looks like Danny Trejo.
Right. There it is.
Oh, my God.
There it is.
Yeah, if you got a racist That's uncle. Like that. My God.
I go bowling with gringo heads. Mm-mm.
Rihanna is suing her dad over the use of his last name. The suit was filed in Los Angeles, claims that Ronald Fenty is illegally profiting off his famous daughter by using their last name.
It's his last name too, right?
For a talent development company. Well, yes, but she has used the last name
for the same purpose.
For any number of business things that she has done. And so she's kind of copyrighted her last name, Fenty.
Bad relationship with the old man? Because throw the guy a bone.
Must he be. Falsely Jeez. Claimed to be acting on her behalf when he set up a tour for her a couple of years ago.
So he is
Did you have any clue what her last name was?
No, I have no idea what it is. Is it Rihanna Fenty? No.
Yeah, F-E-N-T-Y.
Yeah. Yeah, because nobody knew that till now. So he could use the word Fenty.
No, people do.
I know. In the business right now.
Well, her fans do because she has lines of cosmetics and whatnot called Fenty.
Got it. I don't know. Okay.
What is the... What I mean, she's beautiful. What's the...
She's Jamaican.
Where is Fenty's Jamaican?
Well, she's F-E-N-T-Y. Jamaican.
Why?
Bahamian, isn't she?
Yes.
Yeah, okay.
Bahamas. Or Bermuda?
I'm not sure.
Gorgeous.
I think it's Bahamas.
Which island?
Yeah.
Kind of like a dicky. What's that one? There, which I, yeah.
You know, I've been to Hawaii.
Let this guy say
it. You're like a licky dicky.
That's it. I said I kind of like it.
Yeah. Really? Come on.
Born in Barbados.
There it is.
That's the
I knew it was a B.
There
was a B in there somewhere. And Petey's right. She's absolutely gorgeous.
Striking.
Yeah. Cotton is apparently growing on the moon. Sort of.
What?
Sort of.
But China found it because they were there while we're debating
the wall. No, China put it there.
Oh, they did. Okay.
You know, China.
They landed on the moon.
Yeah, China goes to the other side of the moon and as part of their experiment.
We want 13th century stuff down here with a wall.
Yeah, as part of the experiment that they are doing in their little spacecraft that they landed on the moon, they started to grow cotton.
They went to the dark side of the moon, didn't they?
Yes, they did.
They
did.
No, they went to the other side of the moon. Yeah. There is no dark side of the moon.
Oh, the moon actually...
Let's just keep quoting Floyd.
No.
Yeah, man.
You're right. It's the other, went to the other, the far side of the moon, they called it.
Yeah, they went to the far side because only one side of the moon faces us.
Right.
Okay.
Is there a man on the other side, too, a little smiley face?
Well, we're just getting there.
Good point.
How are you going to know?
I don't know.
We're going to have to ask the Chinese.
I ask you.
Yeah, because we're building the wall. Yeah.
But apparently the other side of the moon is
cement down.
Cotton compatible.
It's inside their little spacecraft.
Oh,
well, see, that's cheating. That's like growing in a greenhouse.
They were carrying soil and cotton
Matt Damon
and potato seeds.
He grows potatoes through crap.
Can you imagine the amount of money they could charge for weed that was growing on the moon?
Ooh, it's that space weed.
Really, that's what they should do, and then ship it back. People would pay big, big bank
oh, yeah.
for weed that was growing on the moon.
The supply and demand on that would be it'd be out of our price range.
Oh, absolutely.
Oh, my God.
They'd put it up for auction. It would go for seven figures.
Yeah.
Some rich weed head would pay $1 million for weed grown on the moon.
Dude, it's sure. got moon dust on it.
No, it doesn't.
Dude, yeah, it does, man.
It was never outside.
Right, just look at the dude. Fine hairs.
Dude.
How much for wean off your... wean, excuse me. How much to wean, how much to wean off your anus? Because I'm having trouble. How much for wean... Just move on. Not even going to do it.
So the Chinese moon lander...
That's a sex act.
Man, that is.
Over there, they just call it a moon lander, don't they, puss?
It's about 3 months to wean off your anus, by the way.
That's what it takes.
Yeah.
They were carrying soil along with cotton and potato.
You don't want to quit
seeds.
Yeah. You don't want to quit your anus cold turkey.
No, you don't.
No.
Fruit fly eggs.
Fruit fly eggs?
They hope the sealed container can create a self-sustaining environment.
Well, that, like I said, if it's called
The Martian.
The Martian, yeah. He grows potatoes out of crap right there in a concealed area on Mars. That's how he stays alive.
That's so ironic you're taking fruit fry eggs somewhere because like those seem to make themselves.
Yeah.
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 Yeah. Like there's already an abundance of them.
Yeah.
But not moon ones, I guess.
I guess not.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. The moon needs fruit flies too for the moon fruit.
Do you remember Chris Hansen?
Oh, yeah.
Former host of Dateline NBC's To Catch a Predator.
He always walked out with a towel. Put this on, old man. Put your pants on.
That's stuck to the tape.
There's not a 14-year-old girl in the other room, you freak.
What a creepy dude.
They,
even to bust it constantly is creepy to me.
I know. That show was just weird, man.
Something like Investigation Discovery Now.
They don't show those. They're not remaking. They're not still making those, are they?
I don't know.
No, you mean talk about the reruns,
maybe.
There
used to be a Dateline, on that Dateline on CNBC or something.
They're old Datelines.
Or
they're just old Datelines.
Oprah's channel.
Yeah.
Opa.
But they're not this one. They're not To Catch a Predator, right?
Yeah, this one got a little old after a while because it was the same thing. It was just sad, sad men.
Yeah, kind of the same scenario.
It was the same scenario. So what about him? What you don't know?
Oh, whatever.
Perfect.
You remember him.
Yeah.
He's now facing charges.
Oh, no. Don't, please, not for what he's... No. No way. Saw this. Come on, man. What is it?
He's now facing charges for allegedly bouncing checks.
He's broken.
Man, that's
boring.
That's a chick crime.
Or a crime when you're broke.
He's accused of failing to pay for $13,000 worth of marketing materials, coffee mugs, T-shirts, and vinyl decals.
All the chicks from Orange is the New Black are in prison for check bouncing.
Check bouncing?
Yeah.
This complaint filed by the owner of a local business says that Hansen bounced at least two checks and then tried to make arrangements for partial payment. The initial order was back in 2017. The business owner said he still hadn't been paid. Hansen turned himself into police on Monday.
What's the coffee mug got his face and saying, yeah, gotcha?
Yeah, I was going to say,
what is he doing?
What is his brand? His brand is coming out from behind a kitchen table and saying, yeah, put your pants on, old man.
Who knows what he's doing now? He could be doing anything.
How about Bill Hader playing him on SNL? He'd walk out in a couple of skits. That was hilarious. He'd come walking out. He would just come out from behind the desk. How you doing? Well, sports with Petey coming up.
Yeah. You're listening to the Dot and Tyler Radio Empire.